Good evening, everyone. At this time, I will call the Colton County Council regular council meeting for Monday, December the 8th, 2025, 6:30 p.m. Mr. Sharp will do a roll call vote.
Carlos Collins.
Here.
Devin T. Mooney.
Here.
Joe Steele.
Here.
Sharon Steele.
Here.
Okay, we do have all of council present, along with all department heads. At this time, I'll ask Mr. Steele to lead us in an invocation, and everyone remain standing for the pledge.
Dear Heavenly Father, God, we thank you for this day that you blessed us with life and health and strength. We thank you that you've allowed us to gather here tonight to discuss town business. I pray that you give us wisdom and guidance and understanding in our decision makings. I ask, Father, that this is a special request. I ask if it's your will for us to make a purchase of a building, that you would allow that to happen, that you'd give us your grace and favor in doing so. And I thank you for your Son, Jesus Christ. I thank you for the gift of salvation. I thank you for all the blessings that you have given us throughout this year. And I ask these prayers in your Son, Jesus' holy name. Amen.
I pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
The next item on the agenda is public expression. Any citizen, taxpayer, or interested persons are welcome to come forth and state his or her views concerning the town. We ask that you please state your name and physical address and limit your comments and or questions to 5 minutes. A reply to your comments and or questions will be discussed at the following council meeting. Do we have anyone for public expression tonight? Okay, seeing no one come forth, I will close public expression. The next item on the agenda is the response to public expression from last month's meeting. I do not think we had anybody present at the last meeting, so there is no response from council members. That will move us on to the next item, which is the approval of the agenda, which can be amended by a majority vote. Are there any additions or deletions to the agenda tonight?
Could I add two, please?
Yes.
One of them being the holiday schedule.
Guess it'd be under new
business.
New business D. Okay.
And the other one being the service agreement for solid waste collections.
Okay.
That's all I have.
Any other additions or deletions? Do we have a motion to approve the agenda with the addition of D, holiday schedule, and E, new business for, or E, service agreement, solid waste collection for new business?
I'll make a motion to accept the agenda with the addition of D and E.
Second. We have a motion and a second to approve the agenda as amended. Is there any discussion? All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, we have an agenda. The first item on the agenda is reports. Fire department. I see Assistant Chief Stanley here tonight.
Good evening, council.
Evening, sir.
Council people, however we want to put that. We only had 25 calls this past month, which that's good. This time of year, usually we have more structural fires than that. We only had one. We did have had a couple of bad wrecks. One was a head-on collision over on top of Pine Mountain. It took us quite a while to get the guy cut out of it, but we got him out. We have several still yet assist calls. that we help EMS out a whole lot, lift assist, whatever. Sometimes people can't handle the full load, so they call us out to help out. Ain't no problem. Travis said something last month that we're good to work with and all like that, and I want to reiterate that right back toward him. He's by far above and beyond any people we've ever worked with on that side. He does a good job with what he does. He's always eager to help, and he's got our back as well as I think he knows we've got his, if need be. But that's about all I have. I hope everybody enjoyed the float. We put about probably 30 hours into that float trying to get it ready in time, but we got it. We've got plans for another one for next year that'll just set it up on top of the trailer and pull it. So I don't know whether we'll get that done or not. Plans are always great. They work out real good. You have to get people there with boots on the ground, so to speak. So I don't know of anything else to tell you guys. It's a normal month. This way it has been. Colder weather's coming up, and I hope that we don't have no more structure fires than normal. But nevertheless, it's that season. We had one the other day on top of Sandy Ridge in the Cisco. Other than that, I don't know of a thing. Do you guys have any questions for me?
How are you doing?
I'm doing great. I'm
back at it.
99%. My great. Taste is still a little bit off, which that ain't going to hurt me to miss a couple of meals. And I have cut back. I've dropped about 25 pounds since since it happened. Mm-hmm. But other than that, my reflexes are there. My thinking is there. Balance. Everything else is just as good as it was beforehand.
Good deal. Good deal.
Anything else anybody have?
Questions for the fire department? No, sir. Thank you.
Appreciate your time.
Next up is Police Department Chief Mullins.
Evening, Mayor, Council. In front of you, got a copy of our monthly report. Similar to the fire department, our call volume was down significantly this month. Typically, this is not uncommon for this time of the year, but it was down about 20 to 25% from normal, which is a good thing. And we took advantage of that opportunity to do some things. We had some of our personnel burn some comp time. That way we milked some of that down. We followed back up on some cases and worked on the evidence room for some of the things that Randall worked on. We had several court dates, which were pretty productive. That helped some of our problem people that we've had frequent encounters with. They've been relocated to Duffield for a short stint, so that's helped with call volume. And then we've also completed up some training that we needed to do. I followed up in reference to the FBI LEDA award. They should be mailing that out this week, and I'm hoping to have that before the January meeting. That way we can present that with you, and I'll keep you posted on that. Just also a quick update. The Mothers Against Drug Drivers Award, those are awarded a little bit late on the cycle. And so when I submitted that, I submitted Randall. That was before we really got Wes and some of the other guys back on board. So this actually for the 24 year. But Randall was the recipient of that, and they were mailing that certificate out. That plaque out as well. And so I'm hoping to do that the same January council meeting. The big things between now and the end of the month, I've been working with Jimmy and just kind of waiting until the finances worked out. I do have to make a couple of purchases in reference to equipment and supplies that were awarded on a grant through the DMV grant as well as the Lowly grant. The majority of that is reimbursable, but I do have to purchase that up front before we can submit that. And I did get that total. So the total will be $27,503. Which nearly 22,000 of that is reimbursed.
What was that amount?
$21,571 reimbursed. So
up front we have to do how much?
$27,503.
And that will probably show up when will we need to
So when I just have to make the purchase before December 31st, and then I submit the quarterly report right after January, and 30, 45 days. So that's typically the reimbursement rate.
Okay.
$5,900 roughly is what would be the out-of-pocket expenses for match.
Yeah.
But overall, it's pretty good grant.
I appreciate you looking for those things.
Absolutely. But those are the big things for the police department. Things are going well. Just chipping away at it day by day. So, do you have any questions of me?
I just want to make sure I have these numbers correct for when we take action on this. $27,503.
Yes, sir.
And then we'll be reimbursed $21,571.
That's correct.
Okay. Okay, thank you. Questions for Chief Mullins?
We were involved in several events this last month, helping out with the football games and some of the escorts and parades. And one of the big things we have between now and the next council meeting is the Shop of the Cop program. We started that last year based off donations. We've received a few donations so far, and that's entirely funded by the donations. But I think it's a really good thing. It helps some of our less privileged children in the community, and it's a good public relations event. So we'll be doing that in conjunction with the Sheriff's Office on the 19th of December.
Friday.
Yes, I think it's the last day of school, if I'm not mistaken.
You are correct.
So, if you don't have any questions of me, I appreciate you.
All right, anybody have anything? All right, thank you.
So you're going to do the purchase orders for that before the end of the month?
Yes, ma'am.
And then when do you foresee wanting to go ahead and when do we have to buy it?
As long as we need to do the purchase orders and I have to show proof of purchase.
Yeah, before. It needs to be bought now.
I don't have to have the items in hand. I just have to have the purchase made before.
They have to be purchased.
So we need to do that.
Yes.
So. My thought on that is using the monies that we will be reimbursed, the $21,571, is that correct?
Yes, sir.
To take that out of ready access, because that money will be reimbursed and put it right back in. Does that make sense, everybody?
Yes, to me.
We're borrowing it from ourselves to let you use it, and then that, and then the remainder, which is the $5,000, would be out of our regular account. Correct? Is that what you think? Is that what y'all think?
Yeah.
Sounds great to me. I don't want to miss
what's
your grant.
What's your 10 cents down there, Carlos?
I thought you said $5,900.
It is $5,932.
Yeah. That would be our portion.
That's our part.
That's what we would be not getting back.
Right. And take that out of just our regular accounts if we can afford it.
Yeah.
And do the ready access for the other, because it will be immediately put back in.
Yeah.
Is that informed of a motion?
So I'm going to make a motion that we authorize the ready access to the amount of $21,571, which is the reimbursed amount for the grants, and the $5,932 to come from the regular accounts.
Second.
We have a motion and a second to authorize the amount of $21,571,000 to be taken out of ready access, and which will be reimbursed by police department grant. And
$21,571.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You said $1,000.
What did I say wrong? Okay. It's $21,571 to be taken out of ready access. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. And $5,932 taken out of the general fund. And this is for two grants from the police department. Is there any discussion? All right, Kathy, if you'll do a roll call vote, please.
Carlos Collins.
Aye.
Davante Mooney.
Aye.
Joe Steele.
Aye.
Sharon Steele.
Aye.
Okay, motion carries. Anything else for the police department? All right, the next item is the town manager report, Mr. Williams.
How's everybody doing?
We're here.
At least we're warm. I've got a few things here. I contacted the auction group. Let me wait for the line item on that.
Yes, please.
Yeah.
Just let you know, too, that the PFAS agreement was signed and submitted on the 13th of November. Also completed a right of entry for Paramount Concordia, Concorda, which is to be able to access the PSA property where they're doing a bore, and they just had to go through a corner of ours, so they just felt more comfortable. We gave them the right of way, and I cleared it with Will, so we went ahead and did that. The leak detector has arrived, and our plans are is getting with, if I'm not mistaken, the consolidated guy, Tim White, is going to have a person to conduct training to make sure everybody knows how to use it and everything. I just don't want to go out and try to use it. I'd rather to understand what they're doing. Mayor sent me an email, asked me to send a letter to Lena Wisco, which I did. And during the first conversation was that there may be a fund, but he didn't know where it was at, if it could offer assistance. However, Lynn Wisco did come back and granted the town a grant in the amount of $7,983 to finish the Food City lift station repairs. I've submitted all the paperwork to them on Friday, and they said by Thursday they should have that check mailed to us on Thursday morning.
And that pays for those starters?
Yes.
And it is up and running?
It is.
I'm glad.
Submitted the VDOT permits for Spearhead Trails signage. I'm sure everybody's aware of the different signs that we're going to have going down Laurel Avenue.
No.
So it's actually going from the intersection at Laurel and Front Street down to Dale Ridge.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so we can get into the ponds.
Yes.
Right.
Awesome.
So we're going to... there's signs strategically placed down between that and Dale Ridge, and we've got the signs in hand. Jeff's got those after talking with Spearhead Trail and also Chief, because Chief was involved in a lot of that as far as the signage goes as well, that they're not providing the poles. So we'll have to look at purchasing those to be able to put the signs in. I submitted the document for the AMLR program for the Little League fields. I also advertised in the Cofield Progress for the Planning Commission. I've received one application. However, this person is from St. Paul. And
are they from St. Paul or just have a St. Paul address?
They live in St. Paul.
Like a Sandy Ridge St. Paul address? Or
they have to be a town resident.
Not like, I don't think so.
I didn't think that was part of that on those. I know town council, you have to live in inside
but
the corporation.
As far as our, can that one made? Is that one different than the others?
I'll have to look at the code on them.
Okay, that one may be different than the others.
Because there's people live on Sandy Ridge, it's Coburn, but their
right.
address is St. Paul.
It says St. Paul, yeah.
I've got it pulled up. I can give it during my report.
Okay. All right.
I emailed during the last council meeting with the roof information to you guys. We spoke about the Superior truck down on Laurel Avenue in reference to getting the dumpster and the metal slab back.
Mm-hmm.
I know that we had an appointment one time, but the people didn't show up to help. I'm not sure what we've had since then. I've contacted Mr. Clisso in reference to the depot repairs. He emailed or texted me back. I called him. He texted me and said he'll call me right back, but I'm not able to get back in touch with him in reference to the depot.
Can you go ahead and reach out to
other people,
other folks, Quisenberry's or somebody else that could possibly come look at that building? Because the longer we let it sit over there, the worse it's going to be in the long run.
Water report, it's in your doc, in your packet, but I've left you an updated version. VDOT salt, the tracker for the vehicles has been ordered. At some point, they were supposed to send me an email to order the tracker, and of course we never got it, but Kathy was getting all the reports saying that it was a report to us for the tracker of the truck, but there's never any information on it. So I contacted VDOT, and then they got looking into it, and they never sent that email out. So now it's been on order, and ever since we did that, now it's showing up on her report, the vehicle information. No, we haven't done anything with it, obviously, but the vehicle's on that report now, so it's somewhere between that and here.
And we are working with them, though, and
we are. We're actively
filling out paperwork to get reimbursed for when we're out.
And that's all I have right now.
Question.
Yes, sir.
Have we been able to get our dumpsters from up it?
That's what he's talking about.
Okay, I missed that. I couldn't hear what you said.
They were supposed to meet him up there, and they didn't show.
I'm sorry. I couldn't hear it.
All right, questions for Mr. Williams? Okay, we'll move along to Public Works, Mr. Livingston.
Evening. I got for y'all tonight's Jetta sewer line at the town hall. Jetta sewer line on Dungannon Road repaired a 6-inch water leak at Timberville. We repaired a water leak on Meadow Street. We did the sewer line on Davis Street. And we did 124 work orders for the month. And that's all I have.
Questions for
me?
And how are you?
Good.
All right, other questions for Mr. Livingston? Okay, we are going into closed session this evening. We will need you to stick around for that. Thank you. Next up, Treasurer Clerk, Mr. Sharp.
The copy of our total accounts payable is $952.12. The income accounts payable were $126,984.49. Cash disbursements, $19,778.26. You have the minutes for November 12th's regular meeting. The posted cash balance as of Friday was $156,187.17. We had $89,658.94 in outstanding checks. Accounts payable due $9,052.12, which left a balance of $57,276.11. Since I prepared those reports, we've had two additional deposits. Friday's was $15,411.95. Today's was $10,042.89, for a combined cash availability of $82,730.95. I wanted to point out that we had some invoices for the railroad management. All those invoices are dated 9/23. But the due date is actually January the 1st, so they will not be late. That's why we keep it for 12/11.
Well, is that part of the banner sewer thing that we're mm-hmm. that we
not doing? A lot of them was the right-of-ways and stuff that we did, and then also I don't believe it's the lease that we pay for the track itself.
We didn't use any of our ready access funds for payroll or anything. In your reports, you have copies of our total cash availability for all the month of November and December current, and the cash comparison report. You also have the card services, corporate card statements, and the WEX Valero gas card statement.
All right, questions for Mrs. Sharp?
Did on this credit card. What's the Cerici acquisition out of Youngstown?
North Carolina, I knew you were going to ask that.
Huh?
I knew you were going to ask that.
What?
The one out of North Carolina.
Yeah. Who is that?
How much was it?
Well, one's $119.64 and one's $84.12. It's out of Youngsville, North Carolina.
Is that the evidence bags?
Huh?
Cerici, yeah.
Yeah, Cerici.
Evidence bags.
Evidence bags?
Yes.
Didn't know what in the world. I've never seen that on there. I was like, what's that?
Cerici brand is it's a brand. They deal with forensics.
Okay. I just wondered. I was acquisitioning something. I don't know what I was getting.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I know what my other question was for Jimmy. You all may have already resolved it. I don't know. Do we have a trash truck down?
Yes.
We do.
Is that something that we're going to talk about? It's already been taken care of.
Actually, I was going to add that to the docket.
Forgot.
And I forgot. But yes, you are correct.
Let's get through Kathy's report and then hop back to Jimmy, okay, so we don't get lost here.
Yep.
All right, so is that all for you, Kathy? We just need to do our action items?
It is.
Okay.
I make a motion to accept the total accounts payable due as presented.
Second.
Motion and second to approve the total accounts payable due as presented in the amount of $9,252.12. Is there any discussion? All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, motion carries.
I make a motion to accept the interim accounts payable in $126,984.49.
Second.
We have a motion and a second to approve the interim accounts payable due in the amount of $126,984.49. Is there any discussion? Okay, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye. Any opposed? Okay, motion carries.
I make a motion to accept the minutes from the November 12, 2025 regular meeting minutes.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to approve the November 12, 2025 regular meeting minutes as presented. Is there any discussion? All those in favor, please signify by saying aye. Any opposed? All right, motion carries. Anything else from us, Kathy?
No, sir.
Okay. Jumping back to Jimmy and both of you all, if you'll talk about the trash truck and the budget issue.
Okay.
We skipped over
on
that.
On the trash truck, and I'm by far a mechanic, but the fuel pump went out and had trouble starting it there for a while, and it finally went out completely. We had a gentleman come up and look at it for us, and they troubleshooted it and found out it was the actual pump. The price of that pump for that trash truck is about right at just over $8,000. Ordered through the company in which we normally send the vehicle to. If we work with the gentleman that's here locally, and he has a business license with us too, $5,300 he can get it for, and that's his cost, and that's what he's going to charge us for. And also I suggest, with you guys' permission, is to allow this company to work on our diesels. They are more... not as easy to work on, I guess, when it comes to diesel mechanics.
This is for local people.
It is.
And they are certified diesel mechanics.
I like the idea of not having to take it somewhere and drop it off.
Exactly. Because usually when it goes down, we're anywhere from $5 to $1,000 just record bill in itself just to get to them. So.
I'm good with that. Do we need to make it formal, or can we just...
No, I think it's fine.
Okay.
Jeffrey?
Good.
All right. On the budget, Sherry actually came across this issue when we was paying out our last salaries for the insurance, our medical insurance. Not sure how it happened, but we are $94,000 short in the budget in the water department of 501. I've not had time to take a deep look into it. I've discussed it with Will, and I believe I can manage the budget to where it's not going to interfere with the overall dollar amount, because with our budget, $93,000, I can't remember the $400 or something, is our threshold that we can't exceed. So I'm looking at the budget to see if we can balance it out to maintain where we are without having to go through the process of advertising and starting over.
I've asked Jimmy and Kathy to work together on that and to report back to council with a recommendation. Does anybody have any questions in regards to that? Okay. So we've received two quotes. Is that it, do you say, for the trash truck?
Mm-hmm.
Are these actual quotes?
I've asked Jesse, who's working on getting the quotes for me, and I think they got busy today and he didn't have the time to go get those. But I know I spoke with Mr. Martin himself that has the local business, and it's 53 and some change.
Okay, if you would get those official quotes to us, maybe try to get a third, even if it requires emailing it to us to let us do it that way, we can do so. All right. Anything else for Jimmy or Kathy? Okay, next up is attorney report, Mr. Sturgill.
Okay, and to go back on to the Planning Commission, under that statute, it's governed by 15.2.22.12 of the Code of Virginia, and the Planning Commission members do have to be residents of the locality. It's got to be not less than 5, no more than 15. And of those 5, 1 can be a member of the governing body and 1 can be a member of the administrative branch of the body. So if 1 was the town manager, 1 was a town council member, then that would leave 3 spots open. But they do all have to be residents, and at least one half of the members have to be owners of real property in the locality. So that's the requirements for the Planning Commission. Also, I know I saw in the news or on Facebook about the East Side winning
We need that.
So that's the easiest job I have, because I just replaced the 11 time to 12 times each year. I'll be happy to do that and have that ready whenever. And then also, I'll need to go into closed session to discuss actual or probable litigation on under A7.
Okay. Also, I don't know that have we recognized the girls' cross country team?
No,
I don't think so.
We didn't do the cross country team.
I can do it with the 4 that you sent us, because they were leaving them to help.
I think I've done the resolution for the cross country team, but I don't think we presented it. But if not, I'll definitely do one.
Okay, so we'll try to see if we can reach out to them and see if we can get them here at our January meeting if possible. And I'll reach out to both of those. It's a good chance that maybe the school board, I would maybe recognizing the one act team in January. I would imagine they did cross country tonight, but we'll work that out. And if they can't come in January, we'll get them in February.
Great.
All right, anything else for Mr. Sturgill? Okay, we'll move on to new business A, vacancy of town council position. Will and Jimmy and myself, along with Allison at the registrar's office, have been back and forth in touch about this vacancy, and it's my understanding, Will, correct me if I'm wrong, that we have to announce tonight those that have expressed interest in a public meeting, and then 7 days later, council can appoint one of those individuals. Is that correct?
That is correct.
All right. Mr. Williams, have you had anyone within the corporation limits reach out to you?
I have not.
Any other council members? Okay, I've had four individuals reach out to me that live within the corporation limits, so I will give you those names for public record. Kathy, and for the minutes, those individuals are Jeremy Rose, Aaron Mead, David Stout, and Rosemary Holbrook. So out of those individuals, we will need to appoint someone. It would have to be 7 days after today. It needs to be done before December the 27th, so now's the time, Sharon, for you to pull out your calendar and tell us when you have basketball games.
Oh, my gosh. What about you, dude? You griff them.
I know, but I just say I'm not working this night.
That makes a difference.
Yeah, 7 days.
It does.
So it can be, it has to be after next Monday, right?
That's correct.
After the 15th.
Correct.
What was the Mead person's first name?
Aaron.
So what would that date be?
16th.
I'm good. I got one the 15th and the 18th.
Okay, so 16th is a Tuesday. The 17th is a Wednesday. Is it best to do it like at 4:30 when you all are closing instead of having them like wait till 6:30 when we know that's the only action item that we're doing?
I would go with 4:30.
Does anybody have an issue with that?
That's better for me, actually. Yeah.
Are you good on the 16th? Mm-hmm. Okay, at this time I will call a special called meeting for next Tuesday, December the 16th. At 4:30 p.m. at Town Hall, and the purpose of that meeting will be to appoint a council member for the vacancy. If you'll make sure that is posted and advertised correctly, Mr. Williams, please. All right. We will move on. Does anybody have any questions about that? All right, we will move on to new business B, old BB&T bank building auction.
I spoke with the auction company, and they advised that whatever money that during the registration that we put as our cap is as far as we can bid. If we put 50 grand and it goes to 52, we can't go any further than 50. So whatever the max that we decide to put on the application for the auction is our ceiling.
And this is an online auction?
Mm-hmm. Yes. It starts off a dollar.
Okay. And this, the date of this is?
It starts on the 15th and it ends on the 18th.
So our first bid would be a dollar. And then nobody else bids and we get it for a dollar.
Yes. They told me whatever the bid is what it goes for.
And then there's a percentage. Explain the percentage thing.
There's a $20,000 fee or a percentage. I can't remember what the percentage is.
So it's a percentage not to exceed $20,000,
yes,
correct? Okay. What council thoughts?
Well, it's kind of hard the way they're doing it to me, because it's, in other words, you just get one shot at it, if I understand correctly.
It's kind of like you put your top dollar that you're willing to spend, and then you work toward that, provided no one else exceeds it.
Okay. So, in other words, it's just like Carlos just said to me, he said, you know, there are several people out there that's always looking to buy stuff like that.
Yeah. We are, too.
And we are, too. Yes, we're one of them.
And this is just me thinking. I'm hoping that the reason they extended the past time was because they probably didn't have enough takers. I'm hoping that's good for us. Or registers. None of people register.
Travis, you got any thoughts on this?
Can you increase the increments as many times as you need to? You just can't exceed that threshold.
Yes.
So you don't have to give your
max amount,
top dollar
right
up front.
But you can't go over that.
Well, we kind of know what we've got.
My thoughts would be to set our cap at $100,000. Then if our percentage is up to 20,000, that would put us at 120,000 out. And if we used American Recovery Funds, that would still leave us a little bit in there. We're at $137,208.46.
We may want to discuss some of that in closed session, too, as far as amounts. Because
I'm interested definitely what you got to say, too.
Well, I'm just saying as far as bid amounts that, you know.
That doesn't have to be decided in open? If we're using those funds?
Well, the issue, I guess, we've got, I guess, if we've got other bidders and they know that, you know, somebody. That would be my concern. I think that we could authorize the town manager to bid on the property and then up to amounts that were discussed in closed session is what I would do.
Okay.
I'd just be concerned that, and again, probably wouldn't nobody make a big deal about it, but if they know exactly what, you know, somebody published what amount.
Okay, I think 20,000.
That'd be awesome.
Yeah.
Okay,
so we'll discuss that in closed session.
Okay.
All right, any other questions about that? All right, next up is November water report.
At the time of the packets, I didn't have the information from the water department yet. And I got the information today, and I believe it'll be a water loss report.
Somewhere in these papers, I saw it. All right, here we go. So 57%.
Yes.
All right, questions about the water report? All right, the next item on the agenda is D, the holiday schedule. I asked Mr. Williams to Mr. Sharp to bring a copy of our current holiday schedule, because again, there's been some confusion about that. The way it is in the personnel document, the way it's worded is kind of like, did you bring a copy of that too for everybody or no?
Not everybody.
So I looked at that a minute ago, wrote it down. Where did I write it at? Right here. The reason that happened, the 23rd was put in there, was because it was for a three-day weekend, for 3 days for Christmas, because Christmas was on a Saturday, and Christmas Eve was on a Friday, and to get the two state holidays, the 23rd was put in there.
In 2021, when
yes.
We voted on it.
Yes, I can tell you, because that's what I went back to look to see how did that work. So to have the 25th to be a state holiday and be off, have the day off, we gave them the 23rd to be a paid holiday, which it should have just been for that one, for instance.
One particular year.
Yes.
But it ended up in the personnel document as an actual day.
Does that make
day.
Sense what I'm saying?
And was it the same for, it would have been the same for the 31st, right? Because they don't usually get the 31st. They usually just get
New Year's Day. Yep.
So it would have been the exact same thing for that. Yeah. That's how that ended up in there.
To give you all a holiday.
In 2021.
Those days to give you the day off and it not be on a weekend. That was the reason why.
Yeah, that makes sense.
So otherwise, it would have, it's all, it should stay the same as what the top of the page says.
So do we just need to vote to make a policy change?
Correct.
That. So at this time, I move that we update our personnel document, the holiday schedule, for it to follow the pay and holiday calendar for the Commonwealth of Virginia. This is section 5.1 of the personnel document, holidays, effective January the 1st, because we're going to go back and make changes for this year, but effective January 1st, the policy is that we follow the pay and holiday calendar for the Commonwealth of Virginia, and if there are ever any changes that the town needs to make, that we will do those on a case-by-case basis, and that way it won't be put in the personnel document. And that's in form of a motion.
Second.
We have a motion and a second to revise the Section 5.1 holidays in the personnel document to state that the town of Coburn gives time off to all employees following the pay and holiday calendar for the Commonwealth of Virginia. Sir, any discussion? All right, Ms. Sharp, you'll do a roll call vote.
Carlos Collins.
Aye.
Devin Tolman.
Aye.
Joe Steele.
Aye.
Sharon Steele.
Aye.
Okay, motion carries. So now we have a question about some days off for this year, so we'll let Mr. Williams share those with us and take action if we so desire.
Where the document originally stated the 23rd of December is a holiday for us, the 26th of December is a holiday on the state schedule. So my proposal is if we go ahead, and the 23rd is actually a four-hour holiday schedule for the state. So
I thought that was the 24th for the four.
No, 24th.
Yeah, the 4th is 4 hours, the 24th.
Right, so 23rd will actually be a work
regular day.
And yep. Then take the 26th in lieu of the 23rd. Then the 24th on the state calendar is 4 days holiday.
4 hours.
And 4 hours of work. My proposal is if the members of the town choose to take that complete day off, then they will take the 4 days holiday on top of 4 days of vacation unless they're part-time.
They're hours.
Hours, what I say.
Days.
Days. Sorry. Either four,
y'all gonna take
either
four days
hours.
That afternoon.
And this is for full-time staff, where the part-time staff will continue to get that 4 hours.
So basically, we're saying that we're going to go ahead now and follow the state schedule, because the state gives
at the end, yeah.
Right, gives it on the 26th.
Yep.
Well, going over January.
For the 1st?
Yes.
Yeah. But for December,
yeah.
What he said...
24, 25, 26.
Yeah, half a day on the 24th.
Right.
Full day if they want to
take
4 hours, or
yeah.
If they want to work the whole day.
Yeah.
It's their choice. That's how I would see that.
Yes.
You know, if the Public Works needs to work the whole day to take care of business, and go ahead. Town Hall, you can put it out that we're closing at 12 o'clock, or do you want to say we're closed?
If everybody in the office wants to take the 4 hours of vacation, then we're closed.
Yeah. So between the office, you staff, you guys decide what you want to do, but publish that as soon as possible.
Yes.
Like tomorrow, get that straightened out, what you want to do.
Yes.
You can work half a day or not. It's your decision. And then be off on Friday as a paid holiday, and that'll take care of the month of December.
And the 26th will be?
Paid holiday.
A paid holiday.
Yes.
So my motion was effective January 1st, so because I said it that way, we'll need to approve this change.
Yeah, we have to fix this change today.
Yep.
So I approve that.
So would you like to make a motion?
I will make a motion that we take December the 24th as a state holiday, and if they want to take the whole day, they can use 4 hours of overtime and or comp time, whichever they have. December the
25th. Vacation.
Vacation.
Not overtime.
Yeah, vacation days. Excuse me. And the 25th and the 26th are state holidays, and take those off.
And we will not be giving them the 23rd as stated in the personnel
document. Right, not the 23rd.
Second. We have a motion and a second to authorize the following for Christmas holiday. 4 hours on the 24th, all day the 25th, and all day the 26th, and not offer anything on the 23rd as stated in the personnel documents. Is there any discussion? All right, all those, Mrs. Sharp, do a roll call.
Carlos Collins.
Aye.
Devin Taymoon.
Aye.
Joe Steele.
Aye.
Sharon Steele.
Aye.
All right, motion carries. So, that's taken care of. So, for January, the state gives what days? Just the first. Just the first. So, if they're going to take any other days other than the first, they would need to...
Does the state not do Martin Luther King Day?
They do.
Still
do
that.
So
that's in January too.
Yeah, that's the 19th. I'm just talking about around around the New Year's holiday.
Yeah. Right.
It just gives New Year's Day.
Yep.
So again, that's what we'll follow, but I'll go back to you, Jimmy, if everybody in the office so desires to say we're all gonna use our time on the 2nd, decide that tomorrow too, and if that's the case, go ahead and post that is a date that you'll be closed.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Vacation time, right?
Yes, vacation or comp time.
The
yep, they have to come to work on Friday unless they use vacation or comp time.
Okay.
Yep. All right, we finally squared away on that.
Yes.
Everybody satisfied?
Yeah.
All right. Sure. Next up is the service agreement, solid waste collection. Mr. Williams?
A few months back, we had a discussion for this, and I've updated the current agreement that we have. The only thing that's changed pertinently is on the back of the under the terms and condition.
Two cans instead of four.
Right. On number four, near the end of the sentence, it was four cans at that point, and five, and the fifth can. I changed that to two cans, and then from the third forward would be the additional $10. Down at the bottom underneath the collection fees, I brought the fees down actually to match what we have in the budget already. So it was $12.60 per month for residential. For two cans, the third can or more would be additional $10 a month. And then pick up once a week, I believe it was at, I think it was 15, and right now we have it budgeted as $14.70, and the same as twice a week, that went down to $21, and three times a week went from down to $26.40 for four cans. And then same thing in the dumpsters, fees down here, I matched them as well as what's on the budget documents.
And this will be going forward?
Forward, yes.
Because people that have got four cans are grandfathered in theirs?
Yes.
Okay, just make sure that was clear, that those who went ahead and got four prior, we can't back up and say, hey.
Correct. Now, my question there then, we have a business in town that loses their cans quite often. They have four or five cans. If they lose another one,
they still pay for it. They pay for it. Okay. Yeah, they pay for it.
Because it'll be outside the new.
Right.
It's no longer grandfathered. Do we need to vote on this, or is this?
Yeah, we would need to vote to adopt the new service agreement.
I will make a motion to accept the new service agreement for solid waste collection for the town of Coburn.
Is there a second?
Second.
Motion and a second to adopt the service agreement for solid waste collection after the updates. Is there any discussion? Ms. Sharfield, a roll call vote, please.
Carlos Collins.
Aye.
Devontae Mooney.
Aye.
Joe Steele.
Aye.
Sharon Steele.
Aye.
All right, motion carries. All right, the next item on the agenda would be Old Business A, Dell Ridge Project.
In your packet, you have a drawing and stuff from Quisenberry's. They were wanting to know if this is what our plans were, or what we would like to see. If it is, they'll go further in doing quotes as far as material and labor and so on.
And this includes, it looks like, grading a roadway, adding an access gate, 8 parking spots, a concrete pad, a pavilion, a boat ramp.
Why would I need a
boat ramp? I don't know why we would need that.
It's a pier type thing.
Just a fishing pier.
Okay.
Okay.
But the floating boat is the floating boat dock. Wooden park bench. Another concrete pad. A gazebo. A walking trail. And a sign. Sure, we'll see. Tell them, we want to know how much that's going to cost.
Tell them we got $40,000.
Yeah, go ahead.
It looks like cobblestone.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, it would be nice.
But I'm sure it's
like crushy run or something. Yeah. Some type of gravel like that.
Yeah.
And the email I included in your packet as well, and it talks about that we have to keep it under an acre.
Right. And they did, according to the drawing.
Yes, they did.
Yep. Okay. Is everybody good with...
going ahead with that up at Dell Ridge?
Yeah.
What do you think, Carlos? Yeah?
Yeah.
We get that done, we're going to stock it with fish and charge people to go fishing. They get some pretty good sized bass out of there now.
Well, I've had one individual ask me that, and I don't know that we can do this, or we even want to, would be a catch and release program now, because
it would be hard for us to do that.
I know it'd be, because you'd have to have somebody up there all the time to enforce it. And
I mean, in the summer months, we got people come down the office all the time wanting to buy a permit to go there and fish.
And I didn't allude to any commitment. I just said, well, we'll talk about it. So. He said they were catching the larger bass and taking them out.
Well,
I mean,
I have nothing really to do about that.
I don't think so.
I can tell them it's catch and release, but that don't. I mean, if I went up there and I caught me a bass, I mean, I'm putting it on the wall. Not really. I got enough of those in the basement.
I think the game owners check that occasionally up there.
They do.
They do.
And we coordinate and speak with them pretty frequently about any issues that are up there and. It's been fairly calm.
I think since you all did something with that shooting
Yeah, there was a dump site, and people were up there and just dumped a bunch of trash, and then target practice, and then they'd also park and do some other things. And so we just started doing more frequent patrols up there, and that seemed to stop that almost entirely. So it's been a big benefit. I think this will help more.
All right, any other questions about Del Ridge? All right. We do have reasons to go into closed session tonight. I know A1 personnel, A7 actual probable litigation, and what's the one for real estate?
I think it's A3. The long term. A3.
Okay. All right, so at this time I move that we enter into closed session in accordance with Virginia Code Section 2.2-3711A1 Personnel, A3 Acquisition of Real Estate, and A7 Actual Probable Litigation.
Second.
Motion and a second to enter into closed session A1, A3, and A7. Is there any discussion? All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, we are in closed session.